SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
Back. Hour number two of the Carver and Lisi radio program. CNL, right here on Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. And we take all sorts of phone calls here. It doesn't matter if you want to call up with a play, if you want to put something with the golf, or if you want to help Joe root in one of these totals. He needs all of them, so just one of them winning isn't good enough. We need all of the totals to come in, and we're in some sticky situations here, including the eighth inning, 5-2, Pirates lead the Dodgers. Joe's looking to get over 9, so some work to be done. Rays and Rangers down in Arlington, tied at 2 in the ninth. I think you need him to get to, what, 8 in that one, Joe? You need him to get over 7?
7.5 in that one. We got a runner on first, nobody out.
Meanwhile,
3-3, Milwaukee, we need over 8.
Well, what do you have going on in that game?
Over 8.
Oh, jeez, Joe.
It's
Please tell me that whatever you have in here, you also have the over in this Marlin-Rocky game.
No, I had the over in Chicago Blue Jays. Geez. Over 9.5.
Joe, the one game you played the over on every game today except the one that's 12-11 in the 10th?
You know, that is not going to get you very far in this conversation. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm just saying, what are we doing here?
You're kicking me in my shins, and I'm tired of it tonight. All right, come on. Let's get back on track. Did you know that the Rangers are 4-0 against the Lightning this year in the regular season?
Yeah, but here's the thing. No, they were 3-0 against them in the regular season.
Well, now they're 4-0.
3-0 4-0 overall. 4-0. But in reality, Joe, all that matters is they're 1-0. Those stupid regular season games, and I didn't mention this the other night, when they beat Carolina on Monday, I had it on in here after the show. I was doing a couple things, and they had the post game on, and they ran like a 4.5-minute video package of all their regular season games. The regular season games mean absolutely nothing.
I understand, but doesn't it matter from a mentality perspective?
No, it does not. Not when you've won the last two Stanley Cups, it doesn't.
So you're saying they're going in like bully ball. They know that they can't be knocked off their perch.
Don't you think a team that has won as much as they have the last 2 years isn't going to be fazed by losing game back in December to the Rangers? You think they care? It doesn't matter, Joe. They lost tonight because they didn't have the gas. Rangers have been rolling, and they came out and they smoked them. End of story.
Not that they didn't have the gas. They've just been – there's no continuity when you're off 9 days.
Well, sure. Said to you, I was very clear, I didn't think it would matter for them. It did. So there you go.
It did. Right. Maybe they were hanging out in downtown Tampa, Dale Mabry. You know, maybe they were
You can get into a lot of trouble down on Dale Mabry. I mean, there's Space no question Odyssey, about that. We welcome in our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody in the mix tonight here on Carver and Lisi as the Rangers take a 1-0 lead against the Lightning in that series. They will play a game 2 on Friday night. What did I say before the last break, Joe, that it was minus 120? Is that what I said?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Already at minus 126, and the Rangers up to plus 105.
Because obviously everybody's running with that. See, that's why I think the 18-game streak, I'm willing to step in front of it.
Well, God bless you, Joe. Go ahead. Get yourself a good insurance guy for when the train hits you.
That guy. Who's the guy that always wears the bandages? You know, when he's like, he's being dragged by the car.
Yeah.
You know, that guy?
Yeah,
you
that's
want me to get that guy?
That might be you on Friday night. I certainly don't want to be in front of that in front of those numbers. I don't want to be in front of them with the damage that they do after losing a game in the playoffs. 18 straight wins after a loss in the postseason.
It's New York, though. It's New York.
What does that mean? Like, this team has won everywhere the last 2 years.
Jersey,
what does that make a
strong
difference?
New York, tri-state area, the city that never sleeps.
They beat a New York team the last 2 years in the Final Four.
Well, there you go.
They beat the Islanders the last 2 years.
Oh,
well,
that's not
years.
A New York team. Come on.
Wow.
Island? Come on.
Wow.
Islander?
Wow.
Come on. Seriously, no?
Joe really? Wanted to go there tonight,
Strong
huh?
Strong Island? Huh? We're talking about Strong Island? I'm kidding.
Wow.
I got family up.
Wow. Now you
all
see
right.
how it is. Now we see
right,
how it is.
Let's focus.
With Joe.
Let's talk some USFL or let's talk some college football.
No, well, we have a lot to do this hour. We, of course, are going to get ready for the NBA tomorrow night. We have the memorial that we have to get some picks for. I'm sure is there a USFL game soon? I guess we can get involved in that. A lot to do. Carver and Lisi on a Wednesday night, 844-843-6879. Back on Sports Grid Radio right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved. Joe, as we like to remind everybody, you can now listen to Carver and Lisi really whenever you want. It's available on all podcast forms, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever you please. Maybe you can't listen live and you want to drive to work in the morning. Instead of drive home late at night, you can do that. Just download, rate, review, subscribe to the Carver and Lisi podcast, Joe. It's a
maybe the kids want to go to bed. You put us on, right? Soothing, relaxing conversation.
That's right? One way. Yeah, that's true. Why not?
Hey,
we have
kids, we got a parlay for you.
We have a couple of walk-offs, Joe, going on here. The Rockies walked it off against the Marlins 13-12. In the 10th, Rodgers hit a homer, two-run shot to win it in the bottom of the 10th for Colorado. What a wild game that was. Rodgers actually homered a couple times in the game. Makes that three times in the game. So his third homer of the game, Joe, sends them home. We also had a walk-off at Wrigley where the Cubbies show a little life. And they get a sacrifice fly in the 10th to beat the Brewers 4-3. So the Cubs, after getting swept in that doubleheader on Memorial Day, get off the deck and win a couple of games against the Brew Crew. Still 2-2 in the 9th in Arlington between the Rays and the Texas Rangers. And 5-2 Pirates in the 9th lead the Dodgers. Looking for the brooms, Joe. The sweep.
Who told you?
They're looking
Who
for.
Who said it? Who said it?
Now, you could have made a real good pretty penny, Joe, if you had the cojones to moneyline Pittsburgh and roll it over all 3 days. That's for
I
sure.
I know. Why? If I say it, why don't I follow through with it?
Yeah,
I
don't know.
It.
You do.
I
actually,
said it.
You're better off trying strategies like that than these 4- and 5-game over parlays that you're doing.
Carver,
every night.
I just put the parlays in to have talking material. I obviously want them to win. But
I want you to win, Joe. I want you to win. That's what I want.
I do win. Net, yeah, we're winning. But at the end of the day, we're putting in parlays to talk about all the games. You really think I care about, like, you know, in a perfect world, do you think I'm really tuning on to the Rangers and Tampa Bay Lightning, even though I became a hockey guru overnight in terms of the three-step process? I went to Mike Carver's hockey betting class, Hockey for Dummies. All of a sudden, now I'm teaching the mentor.
Now, yeah, please. Now, this USFL game that's on FS2 right now, that's not live, obviously, right? This is not a live game.
The Panthers in New Orleans, Breakers. No. That was live. Last week's game, Carver. Come on, Kyle Sloter was player of the week again.
You got to be joking.
Only undefeated team is the Birmingham Stallions. Get a load of this. Jeff Fisher's team sucks. Shocker there, right? And Kevin Sumlin's team sucks.
Is why? Who does Sumlin coach?
The Houston Gamblers. They absolutely are atrocious. 1-6. I could have told you that. Kevin Sumlin's last college game, he got blitzed by Herm Edwards and Jaden Daniels. They put a 70 spot up on him in Tucson. All of a sudden, he thought he was going to come back and reinvent the wheel. And you know what? He deserves it because I was at the College Football Hall of Fame. I was interviewing Archie Manning, and he interrupts the interview just to say hey to Archie Manning, like I was nobody. You know what? He's not that tall. I'm just saying.
So this is where the grudge stems from. Stems from this.
No, that's when he was part. When I interviewed Archie Manning back in like 2016, 2017. He was still with A&M, okay? And you really want to know where I was smarting? Because in 2016, Texas A&M happened to be my sleeper team in terms of the FBS that year. I actually picked them to challenge Alabama. So what happens? They open week number one against UCLA and Josh Rosen. Keith Ford, the transfer for Oklahoma. They go into a gutty game. They pull that ball game out on the last drive, right? Fast forward, Josh Dobbs and Tennessee are on the road in Kyle Field, right? They go into basically an overtime game. Trevor Knight and the crew pull it out. They're 6-0, all right? They go on the road to Tuscaloosa, 19.5-point dogs. I had them. Christian Kirk, they're down 14-13 at the half. They're in the game. Three fumbles later by Trevor Knight and Kevin Sumlin could coach his way out of a paper bag. They didn't cover that line. And then on top of it, in the first college football playoff rankings, Texas A&M is ranked fourth. Okay? They go on the road as an 11.5-point favorite to Starkville. Okay? And Dan Mullen. And Nick Fitzgerald ran all over their defense, abused them. Ever since then, I wanted to knock out Kevin Sumlin.
Like I said, I've been holding the grudge for a long time.
And then all of a sudden, he interjected during my interview. I wanted to say, hey, guy, why don't you get to 9-3 and then talk to me? I'm just saying.
Yeah. But now I see where it really stems from. It's not even so much that he's a bad coach. It's that he gave you the business during the Archie interview. That's really what it comes down to. That's the key moment here. Not that he, not even that he.
That's the attention. That's the attention getter.
That's where we need to look for where the issues are, is that spot right there. Because
so that's what it is when I sit down on the couch. That's where I got to go.
I'm just saying that seems to be the source of all of your dislike for the man. It's not about that he maybe cost you a couple tickets here and there along the line. It's that he didn't give you the respect when you were talking to Arch. That's the problem.
You might be right. There's a good possibility you might be right about that. He's only about 5'7", by the way, Kevin Sumlin.
Well, I mean, you know, not everybody is a tall man, Joe. I mean, there's some people that are a little bit shorter than others.
I tell you what, I like to run the Oklahoma drill with Kevin Sumlin. Let me be the ball carrier. I'll run right over him. Anyway, go ahead. Next question.
Next question. I got to get some stuff going for the golf here, Joe. We got the Memorial this weekend. Well, usually this tournament is won by the chalk, the heavy favorites. This is a tournament where there's a lot of good players. I know you don't like to hear that. deepest I'm going to go is Patty. Now, your boy Reed, he's finished in the top 10. I think it's four of the last five or five of the last six times at this tournament. So he's had some good success here. I'm going to scale it back to a T20 for him just because, you know, he hasn't had the best form despite playing a little better last week. And there's actually a nice price for top 20 for Reed this week at plus 210. So I'm going to go there, Joe. With your boy Patty Reed.
I like Lowry, 22-1.
Okay.
He's won Lowry 22-1. And I like, you said it's a lot of favorites, huh?
Well, in this the historically at this tournament, especially the last couple of years, now Rahm won it 2 years ago. He was about to win last year. He had a 6-stroke lead and he got yanked after the third round for a COVID. Right. So Cantlay ended up beating Morikawa in a playoff. Cantley's won this thing twice. Homa could have a little juice at 34-1. Might have a little juice. I got a couple others for you when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
They
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. Amazing that the Lightning left Chris Kreider absolutely all alone in the middle of the ice on the first Ranger goal tonight, a minute into the game. I mean, just absolutely by himself on that one. I did got a little piece of news for you here, Joe. Now, I know we haven't spent a lot of time focusing on this because college basketball has been done for a while. But tonight was actually a very significant deadline, Joe, for players who had put themselves in the NBA draft if they wanted to, and they didn't sign with an agent, if they wanted to go back to their school, right. If they had eligibility. Tonight was the deadline for that to happen. Chet's going. He's going to be a top three pick for whatever reason. I mean, God bless the team that goes and picks Chet Holmgren and watches him become the next great bust of the NBA draft. But...
Bradley 2.0.
His teammate at Gonzaga, Drew Timmy,
right.
Who has been outstanding the last couple of years for the Zags, he had tested the waters, Joe, with the NBA, declared for the draft, says he was going to go in. And smartly, Joe, he has decided here at the 11th hour that he is going to return to Gonzaga for his final year of eligibility. And this was, honestly, Joe, to me, an extremely smart decision. And I'm not, and look, for a couple of reasons, Joe. One, Drew Timmy's not wasn't going to be a, you know, a top 15, top 20 pick in the NBA draft. He just wasn't. Two, now he can actually make some money in college with all the NIL stuff. So you can go and get all that. And three, he will now be, without question, one of the odds-on favorites to win, you know, Player of the Year, maybe finally bring that elusive title to Gonzaga that is they have not been able to get the last couple of years. All in all, Joe, I do think a good move for the kid going back to Gonzaga.
Well, for him, yeah, he was exposed by Arkansas, remember? I mean, come on, and they were too athletic. He looked like a fish out of water in that game. Him and Chet Holmgren. I mean, we talked about it throughout the offseason, right, or during the end of the regular season into the post that Chet Holmgren, I mean, why are they sold
well,
on this
look,
guy?
I can't believe, I cannot believe that this guy's going to go, that this guy's going to go in the top three of the NBA draft. I'm stunned. I don't know what the people see with
Could I ask you this?
Yeah.
If Williamson couldn't last in the NBA due to, like, you know, just breaking down body-wise, this kid's going to last more than 10 games?
Seriously? No, look, Joe, I don't understand, not even just the breakdown-wise. I mean, he's tall and lengthy, and he could shoot from outside. Is that because he's so tall and has a good outside shot? I just don't understand the fascination with this kid.
Oh, he's a 5'2 player. He's not even going to be able to play 20
whatever.
Minutes. They're going to body. Yeah, Draymond Green going up against Chet Holmgren. You want to take that bet any day of the week?
No, I think a team will make a massive mistake by taking him in the NBA draft. Massive mistake.
I think he's Sean Bradley 2.0. I mean, he's awkward. He's not even athletic. I mean, I don't know. I don't disagree with you.
I don't disagree with you at all. Jabari Smith, by the way, is the favorite to go one overall at -450. Holmgren is +320. He's probably going to go second, Joe. That seems to be the second or third. He's not going to go first. I don't get these teams, even Jabari Smith. I mean, you give me Banchero. Give me Jaden Ivey. Give me one of these guys who are just stone-cold killers. Give me one of those guys, you know, instead of these big guys. But it's all about measurables, Joe. It's about wingspan.
It's the same thing about the NFL, the quarterbacks that suck in college, all of a sudden the intangibles. Go through all the quarterbacks that never made it. Same exact thing. I mean, come on. Come on.
Gonzaga 12-1 to win the title next year. I don't know if that's been adjusted yet with Timmy announcing he's coming
back.
What is
it?
But 12-1 for Gonzaga.
Yeah, yes. They're going to run through the regular season. They're going to get to the second round.
We know what it's all about. It's always about what happens to them in the tournament. We know they're going to run through the regular season with that squad. But they've got a couple guys coming back now, including Drew Timmy. Actually just went to 10-1 while I'm staring at it, Joe. Just went from 12-1 to 10-1.
Lisi and Carver start talking about it. That's it. Go straight down.
Just went down 2 points. two bills after the news about Timmy. Went right down. So there you go. Drew Timmy back to Gonzaga. Even give you the off-season college football skinny on CNL, Joe.
I got a lot of football stuff.
College basketball skinny. Well, what do you got? Why? What do you got with the football? What do you got going on with college football? There's nothing happening
right
now. What?
No. There's some good bets out there early on. There really are.
There's some good bets out there?
Yeah, I do. I think there's some good bets out there. I do.
Since you wanted to, now this happened a couple days ago, so I just, and you know how much this bothers me.
Go ahead.
The college football playoff schedule.
With the crack king shrimp. What do we got? King crab and lobster. What is it? Crack. Say it with the what
the crack,
is it
crab,
now? I'm dyslexia.
Crack crab and lobster, Joe.
There
crack,
you go. I don't even eat that stuff, but go ahead.
Once again, we have to make sure that we bow down to the God Almighty Rose Bowl and make sure that we don't, you know, putting these semifinal games on New Year's Eve is the absolute dumbest thing ever. But we have to do
it.
But we're doing it again. We're doing it again because the mighty Rose Bowl has to have their stupid parade and all their nonsense and their 5 o'clock Eastern on New Year's Day.
Oh, I hate that. I'm with you. I hate the Rose Bowl. I do.
Listen, the Rose Bowl.
But I like having the college football playoff games on New Year's Eve. I mean, that's what it's all about, a culmination into the new year. I do want to see that 4:30 game. I'm hanging out with friends, family. I want to eat. I want to watch college football. And then the night game, leading right up to the ball. What's wrong with that?
Look.
It's not like we're going out. It's not like we're going. Where are you going? Vegas, AC? You're going to be in your house. You're going to be at family's house. Yeah, you get fat and you eat and you watch some CFB, baby. And you drink a little bit.
Look, it's stupid to have it on New Year's Eve. It's stupid.
All right.
It should always be on New Year's Day. The playoff semis should always be on New Year's Day. And now it's only on New Year's Day when the mighty Rose Bowl is one of the two games. That's the only time now that it's on New Year's Day, when it's their turn to have it. Because God forbid we upset the Rose Bowl. You know, please.
Well, I don't like the Rose Bowl. I know it's the granddaddy of them all, but I don't
like it. Not anymore. It ain't anymore. Nobody cares.
Well, I'm just saying, the fact that it starts at 4:30 on New Year's Eve, you're like, all right, enough already. I don't like the fact that it's Big Ten versus Pac-12. I don't like the fact that the sun goes over. I just don't like it. It's too warm for me. I'd rather watch a game in the Liberty Bowl than that or Independence Bowl on New Year's Day than watch.
Well,
the
you're on a whole other track than I'm on right now. You're on something different. That's just stuff.
What?
That, because it's a bowl game. They're all. I mean, 90% of them are played in nice weather, Joe. There's only so many Fenway
not
bowls and pinstripe
them,
bowls
not
that,
all
we can,
of them.
That we can
not
roll
all
out
of them.
There. Okay.
What, the Independence, the Liberty? Okay, UAB and BYU were playing in a rainstorm. That's what I want to watch. What's wrong with that, Tyler Algier? Remember him?
Tyler Algier.
He went to Atlanta. They think Tyler Algier, that runs a 4.640, is going to change their running game. Okay. Mike Davis couldn't change your running game from South Carolina, an SEC school. But Tyler Algier, the please. He runs
Man,
a 4.6.
Oregon getting 17 from Georgia in that first game.
Yeah,
huh?
I know. Let me just say this about that game. I'm not
Oregon.
Sold on Bo Nix. I like Oregon, but here's the thing. This played out, I said, a couple of years ago with Sam Pittman in Arkansas. They were catching 26.5 when they played Georgia. Obviously Kirby Smart came in. It was the coordinator, the offensive line right there. They were 26.5. That game was basically 12-7 in the first half, and then they pulled the starter, and he was the kid that went to Temple. I can't think of his last name. Anyway, he transferred right after that game. But they pushed Georgia straight to the wire in the fourth quarter. And I still think Georgia covered, if I'm not mistaken, but it was an ugly cover. And in the first half, they were live. Same thing with Dan Lanning. Dan Lanning understands the offensive skill players. He knows how to coach against their strengths, weaknesses. I think that could be live. Now, it is a home game for Georgia, basically, in the Mercedes-Benz Dome. Live crowd, but you have Stetson Bennett and nobody else around them. McIntosh will start for Cook and Zamir White, but outside of that, a lot of moving parts. Jermaine Burton moves on to Alabama. You know George Pickens. You know, they're still hungover from 1981 and the national championship last year. Come on, this isn't Alabama. They lost a ton of talent. Just saying.
I know. You're fired up. You want them to kick off right now. I know that you do.
Let's go. I'm watching USFL action. You got me involved now in this game.
You're ready to go. Carver and
Lacy. That's why I'm the football guy.
Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We will come back and start to dive into tomorrow right here on the grid. Carver and Lacy, we'll keep rocking right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lacy on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lacy with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. One more thing, Joe, with college, because I saw this also earlier. The great Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, he says that they're thinking about going the way of scrapping the divisions, too. You all right with that?
After 25, though.
I understand that, but it doesn't matter when they do it. The rich tradition and history of the Southeastern Conference not having the East and the West anymore. I figured somebody like you, big traditionalist like Joe Lacy, would probably get upset at something like this. I figured that would be a problem.
No. Not about the East and West. What I would get upset about is if we don't maintain the rivalries. Now, as long as they're allowed three rivalries per team, right? I don't have a problem with it because Georgia has like three. Georgia has Tennessee, they have Florida, and they have Georgia Tech. Obviously, that's at a conference, but they also have South Carolina, and they have Auburn. So you have a number of different rivalries for the University of Georgia. As long as they can keep three per year, I don't mind that. Obviously, you need the Iron Bowl. You need Alabama LSU. You need Alabama somebody else, right? Ole Miss, you want to throw in there? Alabama Arkansas? You got to maintain those rivalries. Think about this for a second. This is why I like it. A team like LSU hasn't played at South Carolina in Columbia Williams-Brice since 2008. That's 14 years ago. That's ridiculous. The last time that Florida had a home game against Alabama prior to them playing in the SEC championship game and obviously prior to last year was 2014. 7 years Alabama couldn't travel to the swamp? Are you kidding me? I don't need them to watch. I don't need Citadel or Mercer to play Bama or Auburn or Texas A&M. I want to see these games that we haven't seen in a while. Why not? When's the last time Tennessee went to...
We'll get Joe back here in a moment. You see, he got so fired up. So fired up that he had to get cut off. That's how hot Joe got about the SEC. See, that's all I needed to do right there was just light the fire a little bit. And Joe shuts the whole show down. How about that? I mean, that's one way to make things happen. Joe all fired up about the divisions in the SEC, the rivalries. Cut him off. Chopped. Blew the show up. We'll get Joe back in a moment. Here on Carver and Lisi, as we are rolling. We have a couple more finals. The Pirates did end up beating the Dodgers. 8-4. Sweep the series. And they went over. Got over that total for Joe. And the Rays and the Texas Rangers are now 3-3 in the 10th as they traded a couple runs here. Bottom 10, though, now. Couple guys on for Texas. As they have both scored a run in the 10th to make it 3-3. There. Texas has been playing some pretty good baseball now, too. That's for sure. Tomorrow, we have several games. The Rays and the Rangers will play again. That's an afternoon game in Arlington. Also afternoon game for the Twins and the Tigers. Good win for the Tigers tonight. 5-0 as Scooble pitched great. Again, he went 7 innings for Detroit. Your boy, Scooble. 7 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 6 strikeouts. ERA down to 2.15, being overlooked because he pitches for the Tigers. But Scooble has been very, very good for them. The Yankees and the Angels were rained out tonight. I could see why. It's been an absolutely miserable night here in the New York area. Just awful. So they're going to try again tomorrow. They will do the old split doubleheader, 1 p.m. for the makeup East, and then 7 p.m. East, the regularly scheduled game at night. So you get 2 Yankee-Angel games tomorrow, weather permitting. I don't think the weather's that great tomorrow in New York either. I know Andrew's probably busy with some stuff right now trying to get Joe back on, but I don't know if Andrew knows the weather for tomorrow. Are they going to be able to get both these Yankee games in tomorrow, Andrew? Let's see. Maybe the first one. Maybe the first one.
I think it's more like... I think it has to do with... It's going to rain tonight. It's actually raining right now.
Yeah, it's been pouring. I can understand canceling tonight. They would have never got the game in tonight. It was bad.
They never would have finished it. So why?
They might not get. They might not get tomorrow night in. Now they might get the afternoon game in. The afternoon game looks okay. It looks like it's clear till about 3:30, 4 o'clock. So they might be able to get that 1 o'clock game in. But they got some steady rain throughout the entire night in the New York area tomorrow. So the Yankees and the Angels. What's that?
They should do the first game. They should do the first game at, like, 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then play the second game at, like, 1:30, and then just see what happens. Seriously, I think that's what they should do.
What kind of crowd can they get for the 9 a.m. Thursday game.
You know what they should do? It's the month of June. All they got to do is get a bunch of kids who are off from school.
Yeah, the school day game? The camp game?
Yeah, why not? because the Yankees love giving away free things.
Oh, they absolutely. Oh, sure. Yankees love giving away free stuff.
You know, because the Steinbrenner family, some of the nicest, generous people in the Major League Baseball.
Of course. You know, good old Hal. Just keep bringing up those $18 Heinekens out in left center field. That's all that matters to Hal. They have gone to the 11th in Arlington between the Rays and the Texas Rangers. Now, Joe. Do you see what happened to you here now, Joe? What happened to Joe was, and I explained this already, Joe, you got so fired up about the SEC and college football that you broke the show.
I didn't break the show.
That's pretty much what you did. You broke the show.
You think I broke it with my intensity?
Yeah. You broke the show with your intensity.
I don't know. It's torrential rain. I don't know. It's a lot of stuff.
Rain. We were just talking about the rain because the Yankees and the Angels got rained out tonight. They're going to try play two tomorrow, but I don't think they'll even get both those games in because tomorrow's got a little rain in the forecast.
Does it really? I think the weekend's going to be beautiful here on the East Coast.
The weekend is going to be beautiful, but unfortunately for tomorrow, Thursday, they're going to have some issues, I think, getting both the games in. I think they'll get one game in, but not both.
I'm on some overs tomorrow already.
All right, well, let's do this. We only have a couple minutes left. There's a lot of baseball tomorrow. What do you like over-wise? There's a ton of afternoon games. Please don't go out. By the way, did you see the Pirates and the Dodgers went well over with a big ninth inning from Pittsburgh? And it's now 3-3 in the 11th between Tampa and Texas. So you're probably going to get that one. You're probably going to get that one as well.
So the last two nights I have lost 2 14 parlays by a game.
It looks like it's going to end that way. Yeah.
Yep.
It seems like that's going to be the situation.
Yeah. So one game I got snake bitten by the Brewers. Unbelievable. Look at this. I hit everything. Oh man. So tomorrow you want to know what I'm on?
Let me know. Yeah.
The one I really like is the over 8 Minnesota and Detroit -118. I know it's a little juiced high.
Scooble pitched great tonight for the Tigers. I was just talking about it while you were gone. Scooble was outstanding. Yep.
And then I think dead over is at night 641 Washington and Cincinnati. I think the Reds tattoo the Nationals.
I'm on the under. I like the under in that game. Reds have been playing some good ball.
What?
Reds are back. Wait, Reds are
what
back.
Do you have a fever?
Reds are back.
What are they? 15-10? 14-10? Since I put them on the map, almost like Valashevsky? Vasilevsky? Whatever his name. Same thing. He played like Valashevsky tonight.
He did. Tonight wasn't his best stuff. Do you like any unders?
No, but I already jumped on the Celtics +4 -112.
All right, well, let's go there next. Game one, NBA Finals. We'll get most of it while we're on air tomorrow night, Joe, especially the second half. Hopefully it's a good game. Warriors -4, 212.5 is the total. I've already put in Warriors for the series -1.5, so I need them to win in 6 or less. I'm going to put in that. Was I telling you last night about the Jordan Poole score 30 in one game and Warriors win the series?
Yes, that was the one that we discussed.
I'm in on that as well, and I'll probably add something else between now and tip-off tomorrow night.
What about the golf? You going to parlay it with the golf?
Golf, by the way, like I said, it's a little chalky because usually big names win this event. They love winning the Jack event. Xander Schauffele, 17-1. I believe Morikawa, really good price at 19-1, lost in a playoff here last year. I'm with you on Shane Lowry. I love the Irish Bear every week. I like him more as a top 20 play this week, Joe. Cameron Forever Young at 35-1. That's probably about as far as I'll go, along with Patty Reed at 48-1.
Really?
In terms of,
all right,
Nas actually going to be out of the mix. He's part of the crew that's going over to the Saudi League next week in London, along with Dustin Johnson, who got chopped. They don't like that DJ took $100 million to go play for the Saudis in the LIV Tour, Joe. So I know you're not really caught up to speed with all that. I tried explaining it. Did I try to explain it to you last night a little bit? Did I try?
No, not really. I wasn't. If you did, I didn't remember a stitch.
Okay. Well, I understand that. But that's what we got with the Memorial. So you said you're on the Celtics. So me and you are opposite. Going to be opposites on the.
It's gonna be
I like
radio
the over
tomorrow.
I like the over, by the way. The 212.5. Get on the over.
Nah, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, all right.
I think the Celtics come out, and I think they body Steph. All you want to see and him, him and his frail frame get knocked around.
Yeah, I think the Warriors are going to make the Celtics play their way, and it's going to be fast paced up and down. I don't think they're going to get bodied by anything. I think it's going to be a little up and down, fast pace. And I'm going that over in the Colorado Edmonton game, 7.5 plus $1.10. I'm playing the over till they make me not do it. That's where I'm going, Joe.
All right, so you're hot. I'm not. So there you go.
Well, you're a big hockey guru, so you're not in on the Oiler Avalanche game. That's it. You're out. You're running away and hiding.
No. I usually put it in a little before, but tonight it's an 8:10 start. I'm gonna take the Avalanche. I'm gonna lay a goal and a half. I think they knocked them out. Plus 126. I'm not sold on
not sold
Smith. Not sold. I didn't think they had a shot in the series to begin with. At the start, I thought they won it in five.
Lightning now minus 125 for Friday night. We'll discuss it more tomorrow. The puck line minus 1.5 at plus 205 for Tampa on Friday night. So if you want to lay the goal and a half, plus 205 for them. But we'll discuss that tomorrow, Joe. We'll try to pull you in there. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, and we will wrap this puppy up on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it. They got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. The Rays now lead Texas 4-3 in the 11th in Arlington.
The Brewer game was the one. You see, Carver, how do they give it up in the bottom of the ninth?
Well, forget that, the bottom of the ninth stuff, Joe. You said it was 3-3 in the fourth.
I know.
So, I mean, I wouldn't focus so much on the ninth. I'd focus what happened between the fifth and the ninth, where they couldn't score more runs.
Every time I looked, I thought there was a rain delay. No. It was still 3-3 every time I looked. 3-3, 3-3. All that kept changing was the innings.
No news is bad news.
Usually. Says Gary Gano.
The word on the street is Andrew said that Dable was at the Giant game tonight. Or whatever it is. The Giant coach was at the Ranger game tonight. I know care about this stuff. I know that this is important.
You know what? If it was a college football thing, we'd be, oh, yeah, look at this. Look at this stat. I'm rolling with it. I don't know.
Florida only laying 1.5 to Utah in that early season game at the Swamp. I'm on the Gators.
I know. Anthony Richardson. You know, he's the fifth-ranked quarterback coming out of I'm just saying,
Gators.
Billy Napier. I'm not touching that game.
Gators.
Probably not.
Get ready, Joe. We're getting there, baby. All right. Good job tonight. Carver and Lisi here with you. Andrew Torres, tremendous as always. Congrats to his Rangers. Great job, Joe. Cash some tickets tomorrow afternoon. The golf gets going in the morning as well. We'll be here tomorrow night. NBA Finals Game 1. Avs and the Oilers game 2. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.